The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country boy.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for spending some time with us here tonight at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host, and will be for the next 60 minutes here on March 11th, 2020. We cover our beat is the Trump Phenomenon, which gives us a pretty wide scope, wouldn't you say? And you're invited to participate by calling in at 800-313-9443 at any time during the show. And cross your fingers that I'm paying attention, and I'll notice your name appearing on the board where the super competent engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network put it up on the board, hoping that I will notice it. And then I'll call your name, and you could go on the air and speak to bazillions of people. Although, as I noticed in the show yesterday, the population of our listeners is inevitably dropping like a stone very severely, of course, as millions upon millions of people die of coronavirus. It's a very sad story, is it not? Probably, what would you say, about half of us are going to die in probably a very short time. Maybe the entire population, if you're paying attention to your controlled news, fake news, enemy of the people network shows, then it becomes obvious, such obvious, it's irrefutable science, that everybody's going to die of coronavirus. Or maybe not. Let's consider that possibility in our show today, that maybe not. Maybe you're being lied to. Maybe you're being hosed. I think you are. And so am I. The other option is this, let me start with a proposition. Let me make sure I'm taking care of the housekeeping. Yes, I've got the housekeeping. Yes, and the show is live. That's so obvious, isn't it? What's China's worst nightmare? I'll pose the same question in several forms. What's China's biggest problem? What keeps Xi Jinping up at night? I'll ask it another way. Obviously, I'm going to give some obvious clues here. What one person would Xi Jinping or anybody in the Communist Party, dictators ruling the slave state of China, what one person would they like to destroy more than any other person in the universe, hands down? I think some of you are starting to get the answer. The answer to this question starts with T and ends with P and has five letters. Let's see. What's another way to phrase it? Well, so the question is, who would China like to destroy? And how much? The answer is Donald Trump. How much would they like to destroy him? Oh, a whole lot. They really want to destroy Donald Trump. Why? Because he is the man, the single, lone, only man who nailed the Chinese for their crimes against all of us, including their own people. It's the Chinese, as Donald Trump had said in his campaign initially for president. He said the Chinese theft of American industry, of American jobs, of American technology, of American wealth is the greatest theft in the history of the world. That's a pretty big deal, wouldn't you say? Donald Trump nailed them on that. Donald Trump nailed them on the fact that they were the trade imbalance with the United States was over $500 billion a year. That's the sucking sound that you heard every year was the sound of all of your money, your wealth, the accumulated effort of your ancestors going out the window to China. China. That was the sucking sound that you heard through the Obama administration and the Clinton and the Bush one and the Bush two and all of them, especially starting with the commander in briefs, Bill Clinton, who just recently confided to the public on national television that the reason Monica Lewinsky was under his desk servicing him was that he was trying to cope with the stress of his job. You know, everybody was dying to know the answer to that. What a creep Bill Clinton is. What a creep his wife is. What a creep their daughter is. Anyway, that comes up simply because it was the Clintons who gave World Trade Organization honored status to the communist dictatorship slave state of China. And that started this crime that Donald Trump, he has identified the Chinese. Not only has he identified them, he has taken the first effective action against them. His tariffs on Chinese goods were devastatingly effective, and they still are, and they will be. He's a man who is a genius, ready to act, ready to defend America against Chinese bullies, against Chinese crime syndicates, because that's what it is. And what do the Chinese wish? What do the Chinese dictators, not all Chinese people, but the Chinese dictators, all of them want death for the United States. They want to destroy America, overtake America, and take over the leading position in the world. They want to be the number. This is not controversial. But Donald Trump was the first person who had the balls to say it on national television over and over again until some of the thumb-sucking, dumb people we have in this country understood it. China wants nuclear dominance in the world. They want the top Navy, the top Air Force. They want to dominate space. They want to colonize the moon. They've said it. They've said it 1,000 times. There's no secret about this. Here's what I got today that I didn't know. Guess where 97% of all antibiotics are manufactured? Are you ready for this? Now, I can tell you, before Bill Clinton, and before the 1980s, approximately 0% of the world's antibiotics were made in China. 97% are now made in China. Folks, think about it. Think about it. That's what the president posted recently. He gets it. The Chinese would be happy to wage bio warfare against America. They may be doing it right now. They would love to do it. Well, I'll entertain that possibility in a few moments. This is a virus, the coronavirus. It's not going to respond to antibiotics. It will respond to antivirals. That's another question. What percentage of the world's antiviral drugs are made in China? But in the question of antibiotics, in a bio war launched by Red China against the West, if they're making essentially all of the antibiotics, and we're in a war where we desperately need tons and tons of antibiotics, which they're not delivering to us because they're what? They're trying to kill us. How dumb. How dumb is Bill Clinton? How perverse. The deep state, these pukes that have ruled us. As a citizen, as a hardworking citizen, you out there assume naively and by mistake, you assume that the people in your government are doing the job of looking out for your interests. Not even close. How could we get into a situation where we're not making any antibiotics in America? How could something that stupid happen? That's not your responsibility. It's not something you monitor. You expect some person in some health department part of the United States to notice that fact. You know that you expect somebody in our military to notice that. That's a national defense, national security issue. What are all these generals doing? What kind of pukes are they? All of our antibiotics are made in Red China, which is our primary foe, enemy, the greatest danger to America on land, on air, and sea. You call yourselves generals? Rip those stripes off. Admirals, rip those stripes off. Yank those stars out of your shoulder. You don't earn those. You didn't deserve those. You people are stupid. And you're a liability to America. Resign immediately. Now, let's consider this, a series of questions. China's greatest enemy is Donald Trump. They want to destroy him badly. Now, let's see. What's the greatest threat to the Trump presidency right now? Oh, the coronavirus. And how do you do that? By instituting chaos. And by the way, who's enjoying this no end? The left, the commies, the rats, Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, Chris Cuomo, they're loving this thing. Joe Scarborough, they're loving the coronavirus. They are merchants of chaos and death. They are giddy with joy as they announce somebody dying or a ship with infections on it. Now, so and they're loving this because what is their purpose in life? It's to destroy Donald Trump. Their purpose is the same as that of the Red Chinese dictators. They hate Trump just as much as the Red Chinese do. The Chinese need to get rid of Donald Trump because he's called their game. He's outed them, and he is about to defeat them. He's in the process of defeating them. The pukes in the media, the left-wingers, they hate him for the same reason. He has exposed their deep state. He's exposed their criminality, and he is rooting it out. But he's just gotten started. Both groups want to get rid of Donald Trump. So the coronavirus, what is the coronavirus doing? We're now in the middle of what? A panic, an organized, deliberately launched panic, hysteria, hoax. A small number of people are dying, and I'll document that in just a moment. In the hundreds, a small percentage of deaths every day with a virus, a cold, a flu. So far, considerably less lethal than the swine flu, which nobody even bothered about. The president noticed it, though. And I'll go to his tweet, very significant, very historically important tweet that he launched the other day. So, if they can launch a mass panic, mass hysteria, how about crashing the stock market, taking it from almost 30,000 to 23,000? Crashing the stock market, crashing industry, crashing imports, exports, getting planes out of the air. Canceling events. Washington has just ordered no event with more than 250 people. That's hysteria. That's a panic. That's the Salem witch trials all over again. That's mass hysteria. There is no reason for that. There are not people dying in the streets. But if they can create that hysteria, really hurt the Trump economy, and thereby elect Joe Biden or whatever other clown they put in there, defeat Donald Trump. The best thing that's ever happened to all of us in our lifetimes will have been taken away. That's what's going on. So here's what I'm urging you to do out there in the audience. Help stop the hysteria. Help stop the panic. Each day, a few hundred people are, we are told, this is at the Johns Hopkins dashboard, their website, Johns Hopkins, one of the top medical institutes in the world. They give their running total of deaths, new cases, recovered cases, and I'll go back to that in just a moment. It's never more than a few hundred people a day who die, we are told, of coronavirus. However, when you look a little deeper, you'll notice that those people are, in the case of the U.S., have an average age of 80 years old. More than three quarters of them lived in one hospice. What is a hospice? It's a place where 80-year-old people are parked prior to their imminent death from a whole bunch of weaknesses, one of which includes their immune system is shot. So when they get a cold, which is what the coronavirus is, they get a cold, they then die of something like pneumonia because they don't have an immune system that's working. Young people aren't dying of coronavirus. If you're young out there and listening to my voice, you have 0% chance of dying of the coronavirus. You have just about 0% of even having the sniffles from it. If you catch the virus, you won't even know it. You'll be asymptomatic. That's what the even... I've only heard one person on TV notice that this panic attack is more dangerous than the virus. Let me remember her name. She was on Fox. She's a doctor. Her name is going to come to me in a second. Hang on. It'll come to me in a moment. Starts with an S. Nice lady. Nice doctor. But she has had the guts to mention the panic could kill more people than the virus. What a daring statement by her. I haven't heard anybody else say that. Her name's going to come to me in just a moment. Maybe one of you will remember it and can call us in with it. Starts with an S. And she's a big-time doctor in epidemiology, which is the study of these things. She knows what she's talking about. Now, let's go to some numbers here. We keep track of this. Let me go to that tweet from the president. It's of historically massive historical importance. Let me make sure we get my screen organized here so I can see all of you. There you are. Okay, if you call in. Okay, let's go back and refresh Donald Trump's tweets. 73.6 now, 0.6 million followers. It was 0.4 the last time I read that to you. Let's see. I am fully prepared to use the full power of the federal government to deal with our current challenge of the coronavirus. Donald Trump gets it. He knows what they're trying. And by the way, where did the coronavirus come from? Oh, China. Oh, and when did it come from China? Gee, at exactly the wrong time from Donald Trump's point of view, from your point of view as a patriot. Could the Chinese have launched a panic attack virus on the United States at a more perfectly picked moment than right now? No, they couldn't have. So this is all chance, right? Right. In a bat and iguana and salamander market in Wuhan, this chimera novel virus just springs out of some bat just at the right moment and is launched in the United States and around the world. Gee, aw, shucks. Boy, that's bad luck. No, it's not bad luck, folks, unless you're sucking your thumb. No, this is deliberate. It's from China, and it's to destroy Trump with a panic. Let's help stop it. Right after the break, I'll elaborate.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Let me try to simplify it here, because I get, you know, I get into a lot of detail. So let me simplify it. Step one, who does China want to get rid of more than anyone else in the world? They want to get rid of this one person 10 times more than whoever might be second on their hit list. It's Donald Trump. Where did the coronavirus come from? And when did it come from that location? At exactly the wrong moment. Exactly the wrong moment. Right out of China. Who's using the coronavirus to try to... Donald Trump was cruising to a victory. Cruising to a victory on November 3rd, 2020. The economy booming. The stock market booming. Everything booming. It has to be crashed. The economy has to be crushed, and the left is loving it. The left is eating it up. As what's-his-face, Bill Maher, this puke left-wing comedian, said, he said it on his show, we need a recession. We need to crash the economy. He said this a couple of years ago. And what he was speaking is a truth that it occupies the head of every damn left-winger. So they're loving this. Their goals of the left in America coincide perfectly on the matter of Trump with the red Chinese communist dictators. our red communist would-be dictators, and they're not would-be, are they? They actually were dictating to us until Donald Trump came along and broke up the party. Now, so they want to destroy Donald Trump. The coronavirus is perfectly positioned to do that by destroying the economy and by panicking you. They want you to go out and buy 1,000 masks and go into hiding and stop looking at people. Don't go to work. Nobody go to school. And this is over now. The media, of course, is completely in the tank. So they're banging the drum, the panic drum, the hysteria drum, every day, every hour, every minute. And there's just this, I don't know, is somebody else saying what I'm saying right now? Do you know of somebody else who's saying what I'm saying? There are a few people who are kind of around the edges saying some of what I'm saying. But you're being hoaxed, folks. You're being driven into a panic attack. And you're going to behave, not you. I'm assuming everybody listening to this audience is, as Michael Ribeiro says, you're the smartest audience around. But your neighbors, your friends, your work associates, they're being driven into a panic attack sufficient to defeat Donald Trump, and which means sufficient to defeat our civilization permanently. Because Donald Trump is our last hope. Now, what can we do? What can you do? What can I do? Help put out the hysteria. Calm people down. They're not going to die. The coronavirus is not going to kill them or anybody in their family. Now, there are things to worry about. I'll go here. I'll go to, well, when I get a chance, let me go to the leading causes of death. I don't want to get complicated here now and sort of change the topic a little bit. I'm looking around my tabs here for the leading causes of death. Let's put it this way. You know, what's the top you can hope for as a person to live? 100 years. Who lives past 100 years? Less than 1% of the population. So, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. So, how many people die every year? Basically, 1% of everybody dies every year. So the one out of 100, it's a little less than that. So that translates to millions and millions of people. The daily death toll, I don't have that right here in front of me, but it's quite large. It dwarfs the several hundred people that will die from coronavirus. And remember, they're not really dying from coronavirus. These are 80-year-olds who have contracted, who don't have an immune system, who caught a cold in an old folks' home where somebody was sneezing and coughing into their food, and a bunch of them died because they couldn't recover from their cold, which is exactly what happened, well, with other flus and colds and viruses. Only others were worse. The swine flu attacked young people. This particular influenza doesn't even affect young people. Then came the day only really old people. When a timber cracked and men started crying, miners were praying and hearts. We'll be right back after this break. Thought that they'd breathe their last, Seth John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would.
Yeah, still would. And also, by the way, folks, when men and women could still think. That's the big deal, is the ability to think. Now, so I'm asking everybody to think, and this is the best audience to which that question can be directed, because you folks think out there. So let's look at this. I'm looking at the Johns Hopkins coronavirus dashboard, they call it. Look at this every day. Study it. It indicates that in the U.S., so what is the threat to you? I'm saying you're being hoaxed. You're being stampeded into a panic attack. And your job, my job as patriots, we have to put this panic attack, we have to quell it, put the fire out. There is nothing to panic about. It will defeat Donald Trump. Let's put it this way. It's the greatest danger to Donald Trump. Now, by the way, okay, well, let's look at this. In the United States, unless you were... you lived in this old folks home, this hospice, which is a place to park people to die in Washington, where I'm looking at the dashboard now. 29 of the deaths have occurred there in Washington. It's like the whole U.S. fatality has occurred in this one building, small one-story building, just like the old folks' home that might be around the corner from you right now. Two have occurred, two deaths in California and two in Florida. And I don't know if there are any others, but that would, you know, we're looking at 33 dead Americans. Now, that's over a period of more than 2 months. Some of these people that are counted as deaths from coronavirus may have contracted the bug 3 or 4 months ago. So let's just go conservative here, which is what we are, and let's just call it 33 deaths in 2 months. Okay, the rate is not increasing, folks. The graph is flat. So how many dead Americans does that translate into in a year? We'll multiply 6 times 33. It's 132 dead people. Now, let's just for fun, let's multiply that number times 10. Times 10. There's no reason to do that. But just to humor our enemies, 132 is what we should expect. Dead people from coronavirus. And remember, they didn't die from coronavirus. They died from pneumonia. They died from heart failure. They died from kidney failure. The cold pushed their other conditions over the edge. These weren't healthy people. These weren't Olympians. These weren't young people. But let's multiply the 132 that we could expect over a year. And by the way, what is the normal trajectory of a flu outbreak? It lasts never more than a year. Usually lasts a few months before it peters out. So we're looking at 132 dead people. How many people, I'm asking you, how many people will die in America this next year? Assuming we have a population of 330 million people. Well, it's about one per thousand. 3.3 million people will die in America. I hope you and I are not among them. 3.3 million people will die, most of them from old age. The leading causes of death, oh, I had them up here. I'll get them up for you. The leading causes of death do not include flu, do not include colds. Plaque in the arteries of the heart is the main source of death, ischemic heart disease, coronary disease. But the things like COPD, a leading cause of death. Now, this number of 132 people, or even if you multiply it by 10 and call it 1,000 people dying of the horrible coronavirus, what is that against the 3.3 million Americans, approximately, that will die of all sorts of things? Nobody's death is pleasant. So you could come up with all kinds of horror stories about people gasping, the death rattle, people crying, holding hands, puking their guts out. You know, death is not pretty. So what is that 1,000 against 3.2 million? It's insignificant. But we're going to crash our economy, lose Donald Trump over that, let the left wing steal our president. Let them destroy his reelection. Don't let them do it. You're being driven into a panic attack. And I want to just not spend as much. I'm spending just a little time on this because I have a particular. I kind of know from my own family history. I have an experience of what a panic attack is. Hysteria. My great grandmother. Let me look her up. Hang on. Stay with me, folks. My ninth great-grandmother, Martha Allen, born in Massachusetts as a pilgrim, Puritan pilgrim, in 1643, died in 1692 in a place called Salem, Massachusetts. She died on 19 August, 1692. For you history buffs out there, that may ring a bell. Salem, The 16th of August, 19th of August, 1692? Yes. That's when another one of my ancestors, Cotton Mather, presided over the hanging of witches from trees right there in Salem. And my ninth great grandmother, Martha Allen, but my grandfather, Cotton Mather, he was watching, chortling, enjoying it, because he was getting rid of a demon, a Satan. My grandmother, Martha Allen, who was just a gutsy woman, is all she was, she hung. Fortunately, she'd already had her son Richard, who was my eighth great grandfather. So otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But she was accused of being a witch in the mass hysteria in Salem, launched by a bunch of little girls who got everybody to freak out about nothing, about witches that didn't exist, like my grandmother. And by the way, just a little historical note, the reason I said she's a gutsy woman, as little as I know of her, I've read her story and, you know, parts of it. Do you know how you got hung as a witch in Salem? If you told the truth, kind of like what we're the world we're in now. My ninth great grandmother, Martha Allen, here's how you could get hung as a witch in Salem. Deny you're a witch. Of course, nobody was a witch there. There's no such thing. How can you be a witch? There's no such thing. So she said, no, I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch. You're lying. You little girls, you're lying when you say I'm a witch. That got her hung. And I'll give you direct evidence of that. Her son Richard was also accused of being a witch. My grandfather, my eighth great grandfather, he was accused of being a witch. He was not hung. Why? Because he said he did what I would do in that circumstance. I don't have the guts of my grandmother. He said, oh, yeah, I'm a witch. If you admitted to a witch, that is, admitted your sin, confessed your sin, you were forgiven. You weren't hung. Nobody who confessed to being a witch was hung. Only those gutsy people, kind of Donald Trump type people, who have the sufficient guts to face death, or to prefer truth over lying and take death for that. But anyway, she was part of a mass hysteria. It lasted a little over a year. 19 people died, falsely accused. But that's mass hysteria. That's my personal story. Let me get off of Martha Allen. By the way, she married Thomas Carrier, his name, Carrier, you recognize from your air conditioner. That's right. The same Carrier founded the Carrier Air Conditioning Company, his descendants, which wouldn't have happened if he'd been hung. But we're in a mass hysteria. What we need to do, and you'll hear me on this show talking about it, I'll recite to you these numbers of the number of people who died in the last 24 hours. It's right there on the Johns Hopkins website. The number of people who died in the last 24 hours is, I did the math, where is it here? 353 people died in the last 24 hours in the whole world. That includes China, Iran, Italy. 353 people died today in the last 24 hours of, not from coronavirus, folks. They're old people who died. They weren't going to live to be 500 years old. These are old people who got a cold, not even a bad one, in most cases, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So we've got to push back against the left's hysteria campaign, because it's going to cost us Donald Trump. We have to push back hard. Now, you, as patriots, we can say more, do more. The president and his men and women on TV can't say the things I'm saying in this show, because they'll be crucified for it. They'll be hung from the nearest tree by the hysteria mob of the media. So the president has to be solemn, and he has to say, you can read it in his tweets, you know, that we're doing everything we can. We're spending as much money as we can. We're going to put masks everywhere. Testing kits are going to be everywhere. There's going to be a testing kit, you know, in every mailbox in America. He has to do that. He can't say this is, you're being, folks, you're being hosed. He can't say that. However, he came close in one of his tweets. What a gutsy guy. In one of his tweets, which I was looking for you, I was looking for it just a moment ago. Let me see if I can't find it here by kind of by luck. He said he noticed something, and I'll just say it from memory if I can't find it. Yes, here it is, on March 9th, one of the greatest messages ever sent out to the American people. He said this: so last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. It averages, that is the deaths from the flu, averaged between 27,000 and 70,000 per year. Nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S. with 22 deaths. And then he, three-word sentence. Think about that, exclamation mark. Think about that. The president is smart enough to connect those dots that he just recited for you. In other words, the plain old ordinary cold, the plain old ordinary flu that everybody gets, not everybody, but that kills 37,000 people a year, 27 to 70, year in, year out, without fail. It's going to do it next year, the year after that. It's done it the same every year of your life. It'll never stop. It dwarfs in magnitude this supposed world crisis. It's a pandemic. I love this woman that I'm trying to remember her name. Her name. It's going to come to me in a moment here. It's going to come to me. What's her name? It'll come to me. Anyway, they asked her on Fox. They said, well, what does it mean? This dope, what's her name? Harris Faulkner is her name? Harris, whatever her name is. Anyway, she said, what does it mean? What does it mean, doctor, that the World Health Organization has today, breaking news alert, announced this is now, they have proclaimed the coronavirus a pandemic. And this gutsy doctor, she said, what does that mean? And the doctor, this is wonderful, a one-word answer. She said, what does it mean, doctor? And she said, nothing. I love her. I think she's on to what I'm saying. She's just dropping enough hints. Because she then said in another statement, she said, the panic can kill more people than the virus. And let me tell you, this is very real. I'll read from the, if I could find it real quickly, I'd read it. The mortality website, it says this. Here are the leading causes of death. Ischemic heart disease, stroke, COPD, lower respiratory, Alzheimer's, lung cancer, diabetes, road injury, diarrhea, and tuberculosis. Those are the top 10 killers. There's no coronavirus in there, nor will there be. But here's where this lady was right. Her name's going to come to me in just a moment. It says here that, let me see here. Scholars have stated that there is a significant relationship between a low standard of living and increased mortality rates. Now, folks, when our economy has crashed, our standard of living goes down. And when our standard of living goes down, it's going down in all countries where their economies are being crashed. Italy's economy is being crashed right now. A lot of people will die, not because of the virus, because of the crashed economy, which was crashed not by the virus, but by the induced, deliberate panic attack, the deliberate hysteria campaign. The stock market has dropped from, it was just at about 30,000 to 23,000. Folks, that's going off a cliff. A lot of people lost a lot of money, lost a lot of their 401k. A lot of businesses will fold. A lot of employees will be sent home. That will lead to ill health, depression, anxiety, divorce, family breakup, death, disease. What do all doctors agree? What's the number one killer, folks? What's the number one killer? Stress. That's what this hysteria is inducing. Do you don't think my ninth great grandmother, Martha Allen, was experiencing stress as they hung her from a tree for being a witch? That's what's happening to you. They've got the tree and they're stringing us all up in a hysteria campaign. We've got to put the hysteria campaign out with facts. For me to look for a single case of infection by coronavirus in my part of the country, I got to go through half a dozen states to find one person. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we just have this one last segment. And here's the point of this show. You are being hosed. You are being hosed. I'll give you an example of the hosing that's going on. You know, yesterday I recited as one of the interesting statistics about the fake world panic hysteria, the number of deaths in Hong Kong. No, wait a minute. not the number of deaths, the total number of cases in Hong Kong, which yesterday was 115. Yesterday in Hong Kong, which is directly connected to China, which is made up of Chinese people, which has hundreds of thousands of people going back and forth every day into China. Ships, everything. The Chinese port right across the water. 115 total number of infections in Hong Kong. Guess what? I'm looking for to keep the score today. No, yesterday it was 120. The day before it was 115. So somebody's keeping count. So it went up by 5 people in Hong Kong. You think Hong Kong's a little more at risk than Keokuk, where you live? Or, you know, Main Street, America? You bet. Guess what? Hong Kong's not on the list anymore. Somebody took Hong Kong off the list of locations where there's the number of infections is being reported. I can't find it anywhere on the Johns Hopkins page. And let me tell you, folks, the Chinese have so much money, the communist Chinese. They own so much of our media. They own so many of the entertainment companies. I mean, big time. They don't have just investments. They own these companies. And when the Chinese say jump, people in the American left-wing media have only one response. How high, sir? That's their only response. Somebody told somebody to take Hong Kong off the list because people like Kelso were noticing, hey, there's only 115 people infected in Hong Kong, which is a huge place. I don't know the population. It's got to be over 5 million. It's millions of people in Hong Kong living on top of each other like people, like sardines in a can. Nobody in Hong Kong has a green grass lawn the way you do, the way we Americans do. They don't have any space or air or healthcare system like ours, nothing like it. They're not dying in Hong Kong. And by the way, another thing you'll notice on this, so somebody, and when I say the Chinese are into our universities, Johns Hopkins is, I'm sure, not an exception. They own big chunks of our universities. They have big, big bucks, billions of dollars into our so-called top universities. Now, by the way, when our universities shut down and the schools shut down, is that going to hurt people's lives? Will people die from that? Yes, they will. A drop in the American standard of living, which is what the red Chinese want, which is what the left wings wants. It's what Bill Maher wants. He wants economic collapse in America because the left thrives on chaos. Let's fight it. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of this event.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.